Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. Oh, my. Look, we got to tell you this right at the top of the show. It is coming down like gangbusters here in Baltimore, Maryland, snowing. Actually, the weather prediction was so severe that there was cancellations before the fact. Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning today, we had a call from the community college where my son goes. Everything was canceled, not a drop. But they knew, as did a lot of people in this area, and now it's coming in sheets, and it's expected to taper off about midnight tonight. So say a little prayer for us, all right? We have an unusual show today. First of all, the only show for this week. Got a little business venture to take care of on Thursday, so we got to make this show count. Next hour, my good buddy Tom Reyes will be here. It will be Tom Reyes and Friends on Thursday night at Andy Music on North Charles Street in Baltimore. It's a benefit concert for Philippines Recovery. That's a pretty cool thing. Catholic Relief Services and Tom and his friends are working in conjunction with one another to make sure things get done as far as this storm. You remember back in November, right? So we've got lots of globally inspired music, and we're going to start off with a classic, as is the usual case, with a hometown hero, because it's all about local and it's all about global, and we like to combine those two. Gary Barth from 1977 starts out real low-key. The name of the LP at the time and the name of the song that you're about to hear is Music is My Sanctuary, with vocals provided by Sarita Wright on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Welcome. We'll be right back. right there. She got that off her chest. Charmaine Clamour, one of the most ungodly beautiful women that walk the face of this earth. This is no joke. She is so beautiful. And then she sings like that. And there's something that is just so amazingly unique about her. I was watching a video from her Charmaine Clamour website, and this is going back a few years. There are a few people in the world who allow themselves to be so vulnerable that you see different sides of them. It doesn't matter to her that she allows that part of her to be completely childlike. She has a song at the website called Flow. She's very environmentally conscious. She lives very green. And she's talking about the deprivation of water to children all over the world. So she engages in this sort of merry-go-round, ring-around-the-posy kind of vibe in the video, and it's just so down-to-earth. So here's this goddess, honestly, with this long, flowing black hair. She's from the Philippines, so she already has that kind of very beautiful separation from all other people, because women in the Philippines have their own kind of beauty. It's just staggering. Charmaine is the queen of Jazzapino in her native land, and she has made friends all over the world. She lives in Los Angeles now. She is wonderfully possessed of a sweet nature. That song is called Sweet Spot, and she is. She has that sweet spot going on in her 24/7. Gracious and generous. And she heard about the guest that I was having today, Tom Reyes, and what Tom and his friends were going to do on Thursday. She was so excited. So I know that she's spreading the words. She's actually in the Philippines now, and she's going to be coming back to L.A. for February dates and March dates. So hopefully one of these days, we've been trying for a while. She was on Cool Jazz Conversations when I co-hosted that show a few years ago, when Something Good, the name of the CD that was out in 2010, just popped. So hopefully with her schedule and our schedule here, we can coordinate something. But she had to be in the mix today because she is a very proud country woman from the Philippines. And anything that we can do to make sure that her country gets to full throttle, we'll do it. Love that girl so much. Rick Udler we heard from. That was the second song in the set. Dio de Sol from Papaya, 2006. Rick is such an interesting guy. Very authentic. You can hear that in the playing. And here's why he is. He was born in Chile to Argentinian parents. He was 2 when he came to the USA. Parents moved back to Brazil. So when he was of a mind to figure out what he wanted to do, he got that travel bug again. He went to New Orleans, lived there, lived in Los Angeles, lived in Miami, and now he's back in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Yeah, so you can hear the flavors of the different kinds of places in that guitar playing. Oh, my gosh. He was here last year, did not get a chance to see him. He has a Rick Udler, UDLER.com website, so you can see where he is. He likes to stick to parts of his country where he's familiar. When he comes to the USA, it's a very big deal because he is that respected, and you can certainly hear why. Just had to keep giving you these global flavors, and that will continue. Gary Bartz, however, Baltimore bred, yes, he's one of our hometown heroes, now living in New Jersey. This is going back. Gary has had a long career. Back in 1977, he made Music Is My Sanctuary. Lots of great people associated with this. One of those Mizell Brothers projects, and they did so much to enhance Bobby Humphrey and Donald Byrd. They just knew what they were doing. Howard University in D.C. was kicking alive with all this great student activity, and the students became teachers, and man, the world just got better for it. Both jazz fusion and soul and then straight-ahead jazz, it was just wonderful. Here, Sarita Wright joins this particular project. You can hear that lovely voice. We lost her in 2004, but man, what a career she had. You remember the beautiful duet with Billy Preston, and you remember that she was married to Stevie Wonder, and they did some great music together. Sure missed that voice. Just so you know about Gary, a person by the name, he calls himself this anyway, Om Mas, I saw was on Gary's Facebook page. And in the works, there is a Red Hot and Bach project coming, as in Johann Sebastian Bach, not David Bach, although there is a relation. And both Gary Bartz and Ron Carter are going to be in this. So we'll keep you posted about that. Very cool. As we mentioned, Tom Reyes, maybe with a friend or two coming by next hour, really excited about this. Tom, I've known for a few years. He used to come to the WSMJ brunches, which were very popular on Sunday in Baltimore. He's a wonderful keyboardist and has some work out that I wasn't able to get a hold of because you actually have to do a mail order for them. So maybe we can persuade him to have links so people can buy individual works on his website. We'll work on that. Let's give an ear now to the very intriguing Omar Sosa. He is a pianist. He is a composer. He's a band leader. Actually, he's a multi-instrumentalist. And he is originally from Cuba, and now he makes his home in San Francisco. You will hear the echoes of an older world when you hear this. From the CD Mulatos, 2005, this is called La Tra on Hyper Jazz. This is Hybrid Jazz.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'm gonna show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be cruel to prove my worth. Ain't no particular sign I'm all compatible with. Just want your extra time and your. Just want your kiss. Alright. You've got to not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress, baby. I wanna be your fantasy, baby. You could be mine. Just leave it all up to me, and we could have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm all compatible with. Just wanting your extra time and your. Just wanting your kiss. Here we go, darling.
About those guys. Woohoo! That little threesome is called Swinging in Tongues from the CD, don't you know, Tongue Jazz. Yes, tonguejazz.com can be found on the net. Indeed it can. What you heard was what is described as, I love this, soulful, jazzy goodness, like fiber. It makes you regular. No, that part isn't in there, but soulful jazzy goodness is. And let me tell you, Jameson Toby and Wayne Willence do their part as the musicianship is pertaining to, as far as that is concerned in the group. But we were just talking in the chat room. There's Tom with us, and Beach and Matt and Griselda, and wow, one of the big surprises for this particular person right here speaking was finding out, and people thought that I knew. I didn't know. When this album was presented to me, I had no pictures. So all I heard was that voice. I had known the name that was attached to the project. I never knew that the name that was attached to the project was the voice that I heard. So here I am thinking, wow, Todd Gookins and Wayne and Jameson really went out of their way to find this amazing older black man who I'm visualizing was heavy set and been around the block a few times. When I found out it was Todd Gookins singing, I went, no, somebody's lying. Somebody's pulling my leg. It's an April Fool's joke. I appreciate the fact that you were trying to do this, but this is not funny. But it is. A young white guy who sounds like that on a Prince song. So proof is in the pudding. Apparently over the weekend, Todd set Bethesda Blues and Jazz on fire. There was some kind of Motown review there. A lot of people in the house, and the women went crazy over Todd. And I imagine that Carla Chisholm, who is married to Todd, found this to her great delight because she wants nothing more than to see her husband succeed on every level. He's a wonderful photographer. He does voiceover work. He is a composer. And then he sings like that. That is just nuts. Swinging in tongues. Swinging in tongues. Kiss. The Prince song, yes. We heard also Najee and a song called Paseo Nuevo from The Morning After. You're going to hear every track on that CD. It is just so fine. I'll tell you how fine it is. Now, it's not that I completely agree with the NAACP Image Awards this year. Can I just tell you that Robin Thicke got 4? What? Yeah. And Justin Timberlake? That's actually not as bad as Robin Thicke. If you know about What Trance 2013 with Robin Thicke, and no offense to Gloria Loring, who was on the show, but at least with Najee, they got it right. Najee is up for an Image Award because of his outstanding jazz album, and I certainly hope he wins, because not only does Najee produce some wonderful music, and he insists on the evolution process as far as his music is concerned, but what you don't hear a lot from him is the fact that he helps so many younger people. He doesn't make a big deal out of this. This is what we're commissioned to do. Not a big deal out of the fact that we're helping people, because that's why we're here. Meanwhile, he's mentoring, he's doing workshops. He's making sure young kids who are underserved come up with a feeling of pride or accomplishment or at least a sense of confidence. So I hope that whoever is in the voting process for this does something right and makes up for the fact that Robin Thicke is up for 4. Let's move on. Omar Sosa, La Tra from Mulatos, 2005. Glad you like that, Tom. Tom really does like that. Omar Sosa is classically trained, very young age. Then he found himself in love with jazz. From Cuba, originally, composer, pianist, band leader, moved to Ecuador in 1993, soaked in the African culture of the Northwest Coast there, then moved to San Francisco, where he brought all of that to the Latin percussion community in the hills. They were really, really happy. So this is what's so intriguing about Omar Sosa. And he makes no bones about this. It really is not a secret, but he likes to, as he says, bring a level of humanity to his music and his roots in Santeria. So that opens up a whole new visual as far as his music is concerned. And look, back in 2003, the Smithsonian deemed Omar worthy of a Lifetime Achievement Award for what he has done for Latin percussion. Beautiful, isn't it? Springtime tour in the U.S., going through a lot of cities in Europe, and if you get a chance to see him, it will be very exhilarating. Spiritual, not in the way you would necessarily think. Whew. Just amazing to ponder. All right, going to change the flavor just a little bit here because we're going to make way for Tom Reyes and what he has to say about this incredible endeavor that's going to be happening on Thursday at Andy Music on North Charles Street in Baltimore. Philippine Storm Recovery in conjunction with Catholic Relief Services. And we hope to pack the house. I'll be doing a little day trip on Thursday. There will be no show on Thursday, so I'm going to make it back, hopefully, by the time the snow is cleared so I can see this show. Actually, there are two of them on Thursday night, and we'll talk about that. But first, a couple of more slices of life for you, pieces of music from different realms. Terrence Blanchard, one of the busiest cats I know in the entertainment world, and it's so much more than jazz now. The movie music that he has done, the TV music, the music directorship that he has shown, the actual live on stage music that he has created. It's unbelievable. He's really gifted. This is his latest from just this past year, title track, Magnetic, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. man, putting this show together honestly opened up a whole new fabulous Pandora's box of research and information and listening bliss. And that was at the top of the heap here. Oh, my gosh. This man is so incredible. Johnny Alegre and his group called Affinity, which has been doing its thing for a long time. Johnny has actually had over 30 years of being a superior guitarist, also a record producer and composer. And this is how wonderful he is. First of all, Scott Yeno, the great writer, assembled a group of who he thought were the greatest jazz guitarists last year, and Johnny Alegre was in that list. That's pretty amazing. And why I'm so high about telling you this is because the name of that song is East Indies from a CD called Jazz Hound that's a few years old. And Johnny has raised the consciousness, or raised, I should say, the image of music, especially jazz, in the Philippines so much. He's from Manila. And man, I mean, people just get buzzed when you say that name. And there seems to be so many different kinds of festivals or places in the Philippines that you can go to hear jazz. It's not necessarily a country where you would expect that to be heard or to be so popular, but Johnny has done his part in making sure people know how cool the Philippines are. And somebody else who's doing a good job of that right now, because we are really in Baltimore, thankful that we have the opportunity to help brothers and sisters across the water in the Philippines. That was a devastating typhoon that happened in the country in November of 2013. And from what I understand, there are many people whose needs have been met, but as you might suspect, it's going to take a while to make sure things are restored. It's not necessarily a rich country anyway, but just to make sure that people get what they need so that they're not in trouble in a medical way or in any other way. You can imagine that there was a collective toll being taken seeing all that devastation for those who did indeed survive. And then all those beautiful people that were lost, we're making sure that we turn this around into a positive situation. So my guest here, how shall I introduce Tom? The hometown hero of Baltimore, the consummate pianist, the man with the rock background who decided that his love for jazz overshadowed whatever he did in the past, and now is one of those names in Baltimore where you say it and it immediately brings a smile, because Tom has played in so many places that are past this region that you know the name Tom Reyes as more than just a Baltimore excellent talent. You know him as somebody who has moved past this particular area to extend his talents elsewhere, but he just loves it. He loves Charm City. And we're going to talk to him right now about his music and about what's happening on Thursday night at Andy Music. Tom Reyes! This is weird, Tom! How are you? Good afternoon!
I'm doing well. I'm sitting here having some green tea and watching the snow out the window, dreading that I have to go out there and shovel the driveway in a little while.
Oh, my God. Can't you get somebody else to shuffle for you?
I wish I could. I'm the only one in the house now. You know, my daughter's married and gone, and, you know, I'm no longer married. I'm a widower. But I'll get out there and do it. I'm just going to put it off. I thought I'd save my energy talking to you first.
Oh, Tom. Well, look, you know what? Maybe during the time that we're talking, maybe somebody will be listening and knows where you live, so maybe they'll come over and do the shoveling for you.
That would be delightful, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't have to go out tonight, do you?
No. I do have a gig scheduled at Embassy Suites, but I think I'm going to call that one. I don't think anybody's going to show up anyway, you know.
So right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because the last time I checked, the forecast calls for this to be continuing until midnight tonight. Did you hear that?
I know. I'm pretty close. I'm within a couple of miles of my gig, but it's just too treacherous even to go that far, I think. So, and they're pretty understanding.
Yeah.
I've been there for 10 years, so they're kind of, you know, give me some leniency when I want to take off at night. So,
You know what? You might as well tell folks about this because we have to have the big lead up to what's going to be happening at Andy Music on Thursday. You've been doing a solo piano now gig for 10 years, but you're working pretty much every day as a professional musician, aren't you?
Yes, I do. That's simply because I get out there and hustle, and you know, and it's something I love to do. I've been doing it since I was 14 years old.
Wow.
I started playing in nightclubs when I was 14, actually. Some older guys kind of pulled me into their band. And, like you said, I did the rock thing for a number of years. And around 2000, I switched over to jazz. And that was because I had heard Jimmy Smith play and Oscar Peterson play. And they were the root musicians for a lot of the rock guys that were playing. People like John Lord and Deep Purple and the guy in Santana, Greg Raleigh. They cited Jimmy Smith as their prime, this prime inspiration for playing. So following that trend, then when I finally did hear Jimmy, I said, wow, this is what I want to do. So
interesting.
About 1999, I ran an ad, and I met Ed Cernan, who happened to live about five miles from where I grew up. So we kind of knew each other a little bit. And he's been my bass player for the past 15 years, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, yeah, it's fun. I still enjoy doing it. I plan to keep doing it as long as people will hire me, you know, because, I'm going to be one of these guys like Duke Ellington or Louis Armstrong. You know, I'm gonna be there until the end, you know, because like Duke Ellington said, they asked him, when are you going to retire? And his answer was, retire to what? You know, so I'm kind of there. You know, I don't play golf. I don't bowl, nothing like that. My passion is strictly playing music, and so I'm trying to continue doing that.
Hey, look, I completely understand. I mean, I'm probably going to fall over at the microphone one of these days, you know. I mean, because what else am I going to do? You know, as somebody said at one of the award shows the other night, it was at the Screen Actors Guild award show. Somebody really did give a breathless acceptance speech. I'll have to figure out who it is. But the gist of it is, thank God that I found my way to be an actor, because what the H else would I do?
There you go.
What would I do? She or he said, I'm not fit for office work. What am I going to do, be a grave digger? I'm meant to act, and that's what my gift is. And it's the same for you, Tom, and it's the same for other musicians. Once you have that bug in you, and once it has called you, because you never choose it. It chooses you, right?
Right. That's right. And you are so good at what you do, too, Trish.
Oh, bless your heart.
You are so good at what you do, too, so please do continue to the end.
Well, yeah, I hope that there's a few more years of this because, yeah, the whole thing, Tom, you know, I think that you and I have talked about this. It would just be really wonderful, especially if it was a Baltimore situation. But, you know, this kind of show needs to be expanded into a full-time commercial radio station. And then the whole scenario would be that we want to make money for as many folks who are involved in jazz as possible on the local level and on the regional and international level. So if you have a jazz station that's making money, that's how it's going to translate into revenue for everybody. So keep that in your hat for 2014. Pray on that, Tom.
Here.
Man. So, all right, you've got the gig now that you've done for 10 years at Embassy, right, in Hunt Valley?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're going to do this particular soiree on Thursday. Tell us how this came to be, because I know that you've been in the planning stages for this for a long time.
Right. Well, let me give you your audience a little bit of a background about the hurricane, and just in case, you know, they're not.
Yes. I would
exactly
love it.
Happened. It's known as Typhoon Haiyan, and it's also known as Typhoon Yolanda in the Philippines. It was a Category 5 super typhoon, and it formed November 3rd, 2013, and finally dissipated on November 11th, 2013. The highest winds were 195 miles an hour.
Mm.
It's the deadliest Philippine typhoon on record. Killed 6,201 in that country alone. Haiyan is also the strongest storm ever recorded at landfall.
Oh, my.
The cyclone caused catastrophic damage and destruction in the Visayas, particularly on Samar and Leyte. My father was from Leyte, by the way, I should say, my late father. About 11 million people have been affected, and many have been left homeless. 600,000 homes were destroyed. There's entire town flattened. Hospitals were flattened. And the Filipino Interior Department describes some of the places as a wasteland of mud and debris. The UN fears the possibility of the spread of disease due to a lack of food, water, shelter, and medication. So when I heard this on the news, you know, naturally, being of Philippine descent, it got my attention. And
yes.
You know, I don't know if you know this, Jess, but I do a lot of charities anyway. I'm big with Casey Cares in the area, who helps critically ill children. And I've done things for muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis. But this one really hit home for me. And I just, you know, said, I got to do something, you know. So I started thinking, you know, of course, I thought about my band right away. I went to them, and you know my guys. They're all very nice guys.
Yes. Salt of the earth.
Very generous. Mm-hmm. And they immediately said yes. And so we started planning this thing. I had met Leo at one of my gigs. He's in the other show. And he agreed to do a show with me as well. So we just, you know, we split it up into two hours. His being the first show for an hour, and then I would come on after with my band for the second show.
Okay. That's how it works. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. There are, we can talk more about the show a little bit later, but I wanted to talk also about the charity.
Yes. Yes.
We have, we decided, we wanted to, you know, really seek a legitimate charity that everybody would recognize, and also was doing terrific work in the Philippines. They were also instrumental in the Haiti disaster a few years ago. In fact, they're still there doing good work. And
is
that's
that
the,
right?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They're there to this day. Uh-huh. Catholic Relief Services, which is based here in Baltimore.
Yes.
They've been rated high by the Better Business Bureau. The Philippines was ruled by Spain for about 400 years, and so there's a strong Catholic influence in that country. In fact,
no doubt.
It's one of the places the Pope always stops there when he's traveling in the Far East. So this seems like a good pick. And 93% of donations go directly as aid to the areas affected. Their mission statement of Catholic Relief Services is to help 100,000 families or 500,000 people with shelter, living supplies, water, sanitation, and hygiene. debris clearing, and income and livelihood. They're not just giving out all this food and stuff. They're also trying to help these people regain their income. There's a lot of fishermen that lost their boats, and a lot of farmers were wiped out. So they're also helping them to start their own income back up. So
that's awesome.
The Philippines, they're very hard workers. It's a third world country. There's a lot of farmers, a lot of fishermen, and this area that hit was a very poor area to begin with. So they're committed to raising $50 million, and recovery is expected to take 3 to 5 years. To date, CRS has supported 40,000 families or 200,000 people with emergency shelter, clean water and sanitation, debris clearing, also provided cash for work activities such as debris removal. CRS has also begun construction of model homes that can easily be adopted by local communities. So a terrific charity, and we feel good helping them out. And especially the lady in Baltimore.
You know what? The cool thing is, and this has got to be the case, if folks go to, it's Catholic Relief Services, but where you go is crs.org. It takes you right there. And even if you can't get to there on Thursday for the shows, and we'll go through how much it is for each show and where to find out more information. But anywhere where people are listening now or in the archive when the show is done today, we've got BJ, she's listening from Southern California. Griselda's here, and she's in Texas. There are different people from all little pockets of the world and the country who are listening. You can go to crs.org and find out ways to help, where you can send a check if you want, or, make sure you talk to somebody in Baltimore and figure out how it is that you can help with this endeavor to spread the word.
I'm glad you brought that up. There actually is an address, so get something to lay with, everybody out there. It's okay. Catholic Relief Services, 228
yep.
West Lexington Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. That's Catholic Relief Services,
uh-huh.
228 West Lexington Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. And then in the memo area, the lower left-hand corner, you just write Philippine Storm Recovery. So anybody that can't come to the concert, yes, please do send them a check. And it is
yep.
They are 501c, so it's 100% deductible, tax deductible.
That's great. And we've got a differentiation with price. You come to the first show, which is what time, Tom?
Well, Leo Kagop's show starts at 7 p.m., he will play for an hour show, and then my band will come on at 8:30 and play for another hour. They are separate shows. If you get your tickets in advance, that is the cheapest way to go. It's $10 per show, or $20
okay.
a boat. If you wait to get your ticket at the door, there is a $3 surcharge. So
gotcha.
It'd be $23. At the door.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and the last time that you and your friends played, it was a very nice house. So I would imagine that both shows this Thursday are going to be sold out, because the word has gotten to the Baltimore Jazz Alliance, that's for sure. The word has been spread, as you saw yesterday, to Johnny Allegre and Charmaine Clamour. So they're sending their friends over in the Baltimore, D.C. area. So hopefully it will be a packed house for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to come on and talk about this. And I also want to thank the Baltimore Jazz Alliance. They donated a full page in their current month's newsletter.
That's wonderful.
Advertising the show. And I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And, yeah, you guys are great.
Well, look, it's going to get even better because this is what we're supposed to do. I mean, it's right here in our hometown. If we have an agency like Catholic Relief Services that has that kind of high profile, and then it's based locally, and then it's working with you because you've got passionate, strong ties to the Philippines and you want to help, that is a no-brainer. Got to do it. I mean, this is something that everybody needs to do in their own communities all across the U.S. because otherwise, you know what, Tom? People brush these kinds of things under the carpet. It's yesterday's news. Unless we keep on top of it, people forget.
That's absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean,
man,
you got to have heart, you know? I mean, you know, it's just, like I said, my father was born in Leyte. And just to think, you know, that, you know, some of these people were killed. I mean, you're talking about over 6,000 people killed.
Yes.
And then my band has been very generous. I want to thank them also for donating their time for this. They got big hearts too, you know.
Oh yeah, great guys.
And we're all human beings in the end, you know. And we have to do our part to help each other.
Well, and I don't want to be a downer in this situation, but people have to know that they have to have a real experience to hold on to. And there is imagery that was given to me via one of these early stories. When the typhoon hit, you cannot imagine what it could be like if you are a dad and you are holding on to your three daughters, and one mm-hmm. by one, the water carries them away from you. You can't hold on to them.
Yes.
So.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, Trish, I was reading that more people actually died from the storm surge by drowning than the wind itself. There was a storm shelter that was full of people that was flooded, and all the people in there drowned. It's a horrible situation over there, and it's a poor country to begin with. You know, they don't have the kind of social graces we have over here. You know, and so they really need help.
Yeah, and you know how we are, Tom. I mean, in the United States, there are some very generous people, but we're also a very ADD country. And if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. So that's
yes.
why we have to keep hammering it, because we need to get that shiny, dangly thing that we're always looking for. Oh, what's the next big thing? We've got to refocus our attention to what's really important, because, shoot, I mean, 2013 was a crazy year for people dropping, and then these kinds of situations that pertain to Mother Nature and the power and the fury of that. So, you know, the days of superficiality are gone. We have to make sure that we understand why we're here, which is to help one another. If we're not here for that, why are we?
You're so right. You are so right.
Mm. Just crazy.
So,
crazy.
Anyway, we have a good show on tap. I'd like to mention all my guys. And
please.
And in fact, I believe Leo's guys, too, who's playing with him. So for Leo Kagap, he's a Filipino, and he sings every Friday night at Jay's on Reed Street. He's got a house gig down there.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Prior to that, he was on cruise ships. He was a professional musician singing on cruise ships. And he's settled down in the Baltimore area now. And he's not doing the cruise ships anymore, but he does have this gig at Jay's. And with him, he's got some local guys. He's got on tenor sax, Mike Schlafhauer.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know Mike.
Yeah.
And his wife, Alice Schlafhauer, is also going to be with them.
Love Alice.
And, And then my bass player is doing double duty that day. Ed Cernan is going to be playing with Leah's band as well. And then there's a couple of there's a Filipino couple, Jope Sabasa. She's a singer, terrific singer, and Philip Sabasa. I haven't heard them, but Ed tells me they're terrific. He heard them at the rehearsal.
Wow. Awesome.
So that's going to be a complete. I mean, if you like singing, it's all going to be all about singing. Leo can sing his butt off if you haven't heard him. And
yes, I have.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrific show. I mean, if you like singing, that's the one you should really. I shouldn't say that because I'm a terrific singer too. But I mean, if you like a lot of a variety of singers, that's one show you really want to catch. And he goes on at 7 p.m. This is at Ani Music, by the way, which is at 409 North Charles Street in Baltimore City. And the zip code is 21201. And my band, we come on at 8:30. And my guys have been playing. They've been playing with me for quite a while, so they're all pretty seasoned and kind of known about town. I've got Ray Bernard on vocals. Ray Bernard on vocals. Yeah, great singer. Ed Cernan again on bass. Daryl Dunning on drums. Carl Carrington on flute. Cleon Cumberbatch on tenor sax. Greg Coleman on trumpet. And Kelvin Carney on conga. And we'll be playing a supercharged jazz set and throw some blues in too. And it should be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of really good entertainment, I think. And you know, people won't be disappointed. It's pretty good ticket price for what you're getting for your money, I think, you know.
Definitely, yes.
These are all top notch musicians and So they're going to be in store for a really good evening. Now, the tickets are, like I said, are $10 in advance or $13 at the door. That's per show. Now, if they want to go to both shows, it would be $20 or $23 at the door. So something to consider.
Yep, here's what you do. You know, if you want to go to the website, and here I am waxing poetic about Henry Wong again, but I just love Henry because he makes it easy. If you go to andiemusiclive.com, you'll see a calendar. And then you go to the day of the event and you pop on that day, and then it says clearly, buy tickets online through InstaSeats. Bang, there you're in.
That's it. Just that easy.
Yep.
And
yep.
You could do buy a credit card on the phone and just pick it up at Will Call when you get there, the tickets.
Well, look, we have to make mention, I do anyway, the last time I saw you, Tom, because it had been a while and you had this assembly of talent on the stage at Andy, you did the coolest version of Human Nature that I have ever seen performed live. Wow, that was creative. Everybody got a turn on their separate instruments. I loved it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a lot of fun to do.
Man. And that's a treasured song anyway. People love that. But when you hear different people's interpretation on flute with Carl, and then on trumpet, and then on sax, and then back to piano, oh, my God, it's like separate stories.
I agree.
Very
cool. The separate voices, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. And look, it's not that I have a bone to pick with you, but I want to be able to help you make money. So here's what I would suggest that you do. First of all, I cannot, you know, in trying to get a hold of the CD Baby, the live at the Harbor CD that you have, I thought that maybe I could buy it through MP3, but I couldn't. I had to buy the album. You make sure that wherever you are based, Wherever your name is, there's a link so people can buy your music, because you are a superior player and people should be able to say thank you in the way of monetary service.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. It was like pulling teeth. I'm thinking, oh, I'm tearing my hair out. I can't find anything by Tom. And then I realized that I could only get it if I was to go through CD Baby and it would come to me via mail. And I thought, this will not do. Meanwhile, just to let people know, meanwhile, Leo, such a sweetie pie, he sent me a song in the past 24, 36 hours. So here's the deal. Blog Talk Radio only takes MP3s. He sent me an MP4, and I had my son just about an hour or two ago, and I said, T, you're home, thank God. We need to convert the MP4 to MP3 so that I can play this song while the show is on. He went, okay. He's sweating bullets trying to get this done. Tom, I still don't know at this point if I can play this song by Lee.
Sorry, this is so difficult.
Well, you know what? It's worth it because I want people to get a flavor of what to expect on Thursday. But then, look, there's the element of surprise there. So maybe this will entice people. Oh, golly. So what are we going to do? Is the snow going to be cleared away by then, do you think?
Let's not say that word anymore.
I know. I know.
It's supposed to stop tonight. So we got our fingers crossed for Thursday. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get this in without any without the weather interfering. So we'll just have to wait and see. So did you want to try to get Leo's recording a shot here, see if it'll work?
Well, you know what? Just if you hear some dead air, we'll know momentarily. There would be some sort of designation as to how long the track is. Let me just give this a try. Here we go.
Okay.
Nothing.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Hey. Leo, if you're listening, see if you can send that by way of MP3. Oh, my God. You know what? Seriously, somebody will get in contact with him. I'll bet you that Michael and or Alice are listening, and maybe they can get in touch, because I didn't want to say anything to him about sending the MP4, because I thought, look, he's being generous. He's sending me the MP4. Let's just work with this. But son of a gun,
if worse comes to worse, Leo is a terrific singer. He's got a lot of stuff on YouTube, I think.
He does.
Yeah, so people can go there. It's Leo Cagap, that's C-A-G-A-P-E, C-A-G-A-P-E. And flag him up there, and he's a terrific singer and piano player. He won't be disappointed. He kind of reminds me of in the Frank Sinatra vein, that kind of thing. Very, very smooth,
yes.
You know, that kind of
And you know who else, Tom? A little bit of Billy Joel, too.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
Yes.
But he's a terrific singer. Go to YouTube and listen there. You're going to hear a terrific talent. And he's going to be there Thursday, 7 o'clock, with his band. And, it's going to be terrific.
Yeah, matter of fact, the song that he sent was One for My Baby and One More for the Road. So what I'll do for the show is, you know, since the show is going to go on until 4 o'clock, at one point when I'm playing a longer song, I'm going to run downstairs to the other laptop and see if we can make this happen. Boy, it's a good doggone thing this is not on Skype. Oh. Oh, geez. If you could see what happens during this show, Tom. Oh, my God. So, listen, what are some of the other places that you're playing within the month of January? You might as well make this a public service for Tom Reyes right here.
Well, I really didn't intend to do that, but, well,
yeah.
Okay, well, the rest of the week I'll be at OC. I have my Embassy Suites thing Monday through Thursday. Thursday, I'm actually playing two gigs on Thursday. Before I'm doing a gig at in Hunt Valley in with John Dolman Trio. I'll be doing that before I come down to do the Indie Music Show.
That's
a private. Yeah. Then this weekend I'll be at Zanine Bean Saturday and Sunday. Next week I have the Embassy Suites thing Monday through Thursday. Then Bobby's Jazz Club, which is down near the M&T Bank Stadium. I'll be there Friday night. And then Saturday I'll be at Five Mile House. That's one of Anita Truitt's productions down there.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And let me see. I'm somewhere Sunday, but I forget. I have to look at my calendar. But
that's awesome, though, because, you know, some folks will be listening to this going, holy cow, he really is a professional musician. He doesn't have to do a day job. He's working all the doggone time.
I do have a website, www.tomreyesjazz.com. If you want to go there and look at my calendar, you know, please do. And, yeah, I'd love to see I mean, if you guys can't come Thursday, I'd really like you guys to come Thursday, if possible. But if not, you can see where else I'm going to be at down the road.
Yeah. and look, if you go to that particular website that Tom has just mentioned, TomReyesJazz.com, you will notice that there is no place for you to buy music. Look, don't hold that against Tom. He's going to work on that. He is going to work on that so that there will be a direct link to either Amazon or CD Baby so you can buy music. Look, it's just a situation that's in progress. That's all. All right. Now, Tom, you're welcome.
Yep.
Here's what we're going to do. Right. If it's okay by you, hang on just a little while longer, if that's cool.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And what I thought we'd do is we're going to play another essentially hometown hero. I wanted to make mention of the fact that this gentleman is also going to be at Andy Music this week, the day after you, and he's mm-hmm. going to be doing something very special. He does this a lot. As a matter of fact, what he does is it's he and his jazz update are going to do Miles Smiles, a tribute to Miles Davis, and that mm-hmm. would be Jeff Antoniak. Yay!
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I've got. This is a great track, and I thought it would just go along with the interview that we're doing right now because this is from Brotherhood from a couple of years ago, and it's a song called Global Village. It's 5.5 minutes, just enough time for me to get my butt downstairs and see if we can rescue Leo.
<You're true. laughs>
That is what we're going to do. So you hang on the phone there, and I'll be back after Jeff Antoniak and Jazz Update on Hyper Jazz. Here we go. We'll be right back. so tasty. Jeff Antoniuk's jazz update from the CD called Brotherhood. That was Global Village. And that's the way I like to fancy this particular show today, with my friend Tom Reyes here talking about, and we love this phrase. It's been around for a while. Act locally, think globally, which is what essentially we're doing for Thursday night. And this amazing scenario here that now a whole lot more than Baltimore knows about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yay! We love that. And Charmaine Clamour. Tom, are you familiar with Charmaine?
I've seen the name. I'm not familiar with her, to be honest with you. I know she's Pinoy like me, so that's she's got something going with her already. So.
Tom, let me tell you, wait until you see Charmaine, first of all, and then become familiar with her voice, because she's one of the most beautiful women on the planet. She really is. Yes.
Is she single?
You know what? I'm not sure, but that would be a Pinoy marriage in heaven, that's for sure. Whoo! Just amazing. And she was so tickled about this endeavor. And she's in the Philippines right now.
Wonderful.
Yep. She boarded a plane in the past 24 hours or so. So she lives in Los Angeles now. But if you go to CharmaineClamour.com, you'll see, and you might, you know, relate to this. Maybe your dad told you some stories, or if he had stories. Charmaine, she used to travel these different kinds of buses from her rural town in the Philippines to Manila, and she used to sing Filipino folk songs with her mom in the back of the bus.
Oh. Mm.
And then she went to school and she fell in love with jazz. But what she does, I mean, she really is well known in the country. But my God, to see her on stage and feel so proud of her roots, it's just inspiring. Man, you'll love her. Once you get to know her even a little bit, you will hook, line, and sinker. Be in love the rest of your life.
I'm definitely going to check her out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's quite a few Filipinos out there that you know, people may not be aware that they are Filipinos. For instance, the band Journey, they needed a replacement. I know you know this story for Steve Perry. Apparently, he can't hit those high notes anymore. So. They found this guy on YouTube singing Journey covers, and he was in the Philippines. And
I
called him up. Yeah, that's a true story. True story. And so they called him up. He thought it was a joke, you know. The guitar player from Journey called him up, you know, we let you come out and audition, you know. And, of course, he thought it was a joke. But needless to say, the front man for Journey right now is a Filipino doing all the Steve Perry tunes. And he hits those notes. He's just fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard him sing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, that the band Journey, I guess because of him, donated $350,000 to the Filipino Red Cross for this typhoon relief. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And look, maybe that's going to be the situation. Folks, if they're not aware of this, it might come as a surprise to people, but there is a place where you can go. It's actually pijazzfest.com. The Philippines International Jazz Festival is about to get started in the next few weeks. And they might be doing something monumental, but gosh, Tom, I mean, I'm beginning to find out that there are musical endeavors I didn't even realize happening in the Philippines. Were you always aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Filipinos are great. They love Western music, and they're great imitators. I mean, if you've ever been on a cruise ship, chances are you've seen a Filipino musician. they're really out there.
Wait a minute. Do you mean they're really out there, meaning that they exist, or they're really out there?
I mean, like a lot of places like Las Vegas and these cruise ships, you'll see Filipino acts. I mean, because they're, you know, like I said, they love Western music. They're great imitators of Western music, and they cover the tunes exactly like the record, you know. So, you know, the big things in the Philippines, I think, is music. And, of course, if you've ever gone to any hospital, you know, you probably noticed there's quite a few, you know, doctors and nurses, too.
You know, so, I never thought about that. Wow.
Yeah,
how about
very,
that?
They're very much oriented toward medicine and music and, they're not lazy people. They like to get out there and work. It's just a poor country, that's all, you know. I mean.
And, you know, you've raised a good point because you mentioned that Leo was on cruise ships. And if you're on a cruise ship entertaining, you have to know everything.
Absolutely.
And Charmaine also loves jazz to the absolute max, but knows how to sing everything. Johnny Allegri, considered one of the world's greatest guitarists from Manila, just got credited and acclaimed by Scott Yanow last year in one of these guides, the greatest jazz guitarist of all time, and Johnny was listed. Johnny is considered to be not only superior in jazz, but fusion of all different kinds. So it's as if you dive head first. If you've got any Filipino blood, you know as much as you can about everything if that's your chosen field.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you, Tom. You know everything.
Oh, shucks.
Well,
so
you
did,
do.
Did
I
you
mean...
Did you end up with Leo's?
Yes, and it's not going to work. T was sweating bullets downstairs, and for some reason it's just not transferring. But you know what? Seriously, I'm going to try to figure out if I can get a couple of Leo songs because he needs a CD like you so that we can play it regularly.
Maybe we'll collaborate on something.
Hey! That would be a great idea. No, seriously, look, why don't you do something with Filipino artists, combine your efforts, and make all the CD, you know, the sales go to relief?
Well, that's an idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here. Yeah. Look, let's really talk about this. Well, look, somebody needs to initiate the ideas, and then somebody else needs to put it together. Okay.
That's right.
But seriously, that would be great. Man,
I'll talk to Leo about it. We'll have to write some tunes. You know, we won't have to do any cover tunes, but I'll talk to him about that.
Well, all you have to do is get permission to do the cover tunes, though, right?
Right. That's true. But, you know, if you write something, then it goes 100%, you know, without any royalties going anywhere. So, but, yeah, I'll talk to him about that. That's a good idea, and I like it. You know, I like that it would go toward that charity, too. So.
Yeah. And you know what?
It
could be a mid-Atlantic effort. Maybe some folks who are jazz musicians from Philadelphia or D.C. or Virginia, you could all combine your efforts. That would be monumental.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Okay, cool. This is see, how beneficial was this hour that we spent?
It's been wonderful, and Trisha, I really appreciate it once again. Can I mention my guys again one more time?
Please do. Please do.
They are appearing. They are donating their time free as well for the cause. So, well, in in Leo's band, Leo Gaff's band, he's having, these are all local people, Michael Schlafhauer on tenor sax, Alice Schlafhauer vocals, Philip Sabasa on drums, Joe Pay Sabasa also on vocals, Ed Kernan on bass, that's my bass player, but he's doing double duty that day, and Leo on keys and vocals. And Leo is a terrific singer, by the way. In my band, who's following, we'll be following Leo's band on the second show, I have Ray Bernard on vocals, Ed Kernan on bass once again, Daryl Dunning on drums, Carl Carrington on flute, Cleon Cumberbatch on tenor sax, Greg Coleman on trumpet, and Kelvin Carney on conga. That's an 8-piece band. And,
fabulous.
Yeah.
And all of those guys, they all wanted to help you with this cause. That speaks volumes.
Absolutely. They're wonderful guys. They've got big hearts. And they're all nice guys in person, too. There's not a prima donna among them. They're all really down to earth and those salt
you
the
are
earth
right.
guys.
Look, two things. First of all, Tom Lorem, who is a recording artist, is in the chat room. He's a great guitarist. He has been around for a long time. He just said to me, if there is a jazz relief effort for the Philippines, let me know. He's in.
Oh. Well, you'll have to get his information for me then.
Okay, I will. And then Alice Schlotthauer just wrote to me, and she said, Trish, go get him, meaning you. She loves the idea that I have publicly reprimanded you.
She's another
person. Oh, my God, I love her. I love her, Lord. Oh, she is fabulous.
She's a firebrand, a sweetheart, too.
Well, I'm just so tickled. Look, I'll be doing a little day trip, but I do intend to come back in the evening on Thursday for this. Because I really don't want to miss this, and if it's okay with you, I'll take some pictures.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful, Trish. Absolutely. And
okay.
Thank you so much for donating your airtime here to this cause. I appreciate it, and I know the people in the Philippines appreciate it as well. So.
Oh, well, look, are you kidding? I mean, just to see the faces of those kids, those beautiful children over there, they've already endured so much. Just to be able to be in some small way responsible for maybe alleviating some of that suffering, that would be just too cool for words, Tom. So I'm happy to do it.
Wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Well, bless your heart. You get ready. Enjoy your time. Hopefully you won't have to do your thing tonight. And I'm asking for the love of all that's good and holy. Michael and Alice, if you're listening, get some young person. Send them over to Tom's house to do the doggone shoveling, please. Please. Oh, my God. Oh, look, don't shovel if you don't have to, Tom. Seriously.
I appreciate it, sweetheart.
You're welcome. I'm going to leave you with a song here because I thought that you might appreciate this song. It's a Bobby Hutcherson song, if that's okay with you.
That sounds great. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Tom. We'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right. Be safe.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That was Tom Rez. Woo! So nice to be able to just make folks aware that these situations are happening. Charitable endeavors like this mean everything. You know, how many times have you heard somebody say through the years, and it makes me mad now, I don't like to hear it, well, why can't we take care of our own first? Here's why. Because our own in the United States of America doesn't even come close to the suffering that some people have in the Philippines, in Haiti, in Africa, doesn't even come close. Of course, we do what we need to do to take care of people in the U.S. That stands to reason. Here's the difference. When we take care of brothers and sisters across the way, who are absolutely in critical need, and the Philippines are in critical need right now. So, again, if you want to do something, go to crs.org, that's Catholic Relief Services. The address is 228 Lexington Street, Baltimore, 21201. If you're in the position to help, that would just be fabulous. For Tom, thought this might be a really cool song, a 7-minute tune to launch us into the right frame of mind. Del Val from Rush on Hyper Jazz. Hybrid Jazz. Okay, everybody now. Oh, I'll have what she's having. Jeffrey Osborne right there. Yep, we're going back a few decades there, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! What, 1983? Oh, my God. Jeffrey wearing those shoulder pads. George Duke is chubby little boy self playing the keyboard in the back of the video. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love that video so much. Just such intrigue. Oh, man. And, you know, because, of course, George was married to Corrine, I guess, and because he had a huge hand in the production, there is this pivotal, beautiful Asian woman in the video that just took your breath away, and it just added such appeal. It sounds so mysterious anyway, and, oh, my, well, look, each of the shows on Hybrid Jazz need a moment where one feels the need to take your clothes off. This was that moment. Are we all better now? All right, sit yourself down. Whoa, Jeffrey, stay with me tonight on A&M Records 83. And guess who else was on that particular project, by the way? You don't necessarily know this. Abe Laborio, Paul Jackson Jr., and Earl Klugh. Yes. So, mighty, mighty folks were a part of this. And George, of course, on piano and synthesizer. In case folks are listening to the area and you can do something about it, like go, Jeffrey does not have the world's most up-to-date website, but he does have dates that are current. He's going to be at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, this Friday, the 24th. So make note of that, okay? We also heard Bobby Hutcherson from his album Mirage, 1991. Mm-hmm. Bobby Hutcherson does not get a lot of play here, and I need to play him more because actually I did hear that Stefan Harris was inspired a lot by Bobby. Bobby is very much alive and well, 73 on the 27th of January. Yes, indeed. And just so you know, Del Val is the name of the song. Bobby was inspired at the age of 12 when he heard Miles Davis and the Modern Jazz Giants. Yeah, he decided, you know, I really do like what I'm hearing here and gravitated to those vibes like there was nobody's business. His older sister Peggy was in Gerald Wilson's orchestra, and she was dating Eric Dolphy. And Bobby got good enough to play with Eric, and then the rest was history. Now, on this particular LP, because that's what it was, you know, or if you had a cassette, yeah, or a tape deck situation going on, special guest Tommy Flanagan, violist, pianist extraordinaire, Peter Washington on bass, Billy Drummond, is that the greatest name in the world for a drummer? Yeah, they were all on there, and Bobby just doing his thing just beautifully, just across the board back in the early 90s. This got rave reviews. And we're going to play, actually, I think the flavor of the whole show might change now because, look, do we have Michael or Alice? We've got Michael and or Alice Schlotthauer. I always wondered how to pronounce that name. Tom Ray has cleared it up in the chat room, as well as Tom Lorem and Beach and Matt Griselda and now Todd Guggins, who we played earlier as the vocalist with Swinging in Tongues. We might have to dig out another song. But actually, let's play the four that I have, and let's see how much time we have. I wanted to make sure that we played this particular artist, since, first of all, we have this magical thing happening in Baltimore where we have this guard that's been standing guard for a while, the seasoned pros. And then we have the babies that are up and coming. I've known about this baby for a little while, and he's not a baby anymore. He used to come into 347 and check out the keyboard players. One of them that he checked out, his birthday is tomorrow, Daoud Saeed. And he is the person responsible for the intro and outro music here on Hybrid Jazz. What we're going to play right now is a song called Mystic Breeze, the only track that I've been able to get my mitts on by new daddy, Rodney Kelly. Not going to say Rodney Kelly Jr. He chafes at that notion now. Rodney Kelly and Company. Rodney's on keyboard. So we played, well, we didn't play Tom Reyes because, of course, we can't play Tom Reyes because he doesn't have any links to buy anything at his website. We're going to stop with reprimanding him now. This is the new guard, Rodney Kelly and Mystic Breeze on Hybrid Jazz.
What year it was like. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Is that some edible cuisine or what? Woohoo! Mercy sakes alive. And I have to say a special shout out to Rick Hendricks for making sure, actually being insistent on, I play Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. She is, to say that this woman is buzzworthy, that would be just sheer folly. It's an understatement. For sure. Unbelievable. A little background. Born in Miami, Florida. French dad. Haitian dad. Classical piano at 5. Classical voice studies followed. She decides in 2007 to move to France to study law as well as pursue more voice training. 2009, her first album. 2010, won the Monk Competition Award, which catapulted her into the spotlight. Now, there have been folks, of course, who have won the award. She is just getting such attention because of her unique style. First of all, she looks very unique. She is got these glasses that are very prominent, and she is a very natural-looking young woman. She is very confident. She has an otherworldliness to her. Matter of fact, one of the folks who was doing a review and everybody who is noteworthy in the realm of the written review has done something on Cecile. This particular person says that when you look at her when she is performing, she takes on the tone of the song. You see the song sort of relived in her face, which is pretty amazing. I didn't know what time it was. She likes to dig deep into these jazz chestnuts. This is from Woman Child, her Mac Avenue release, and she is a first-time Grammy nominee, of course, in the vocal jazz category. Quite excited about that. You'll see a YouTube video if you do your searching. Just amazing talent. When you see somebody who feels so comfortable in their own skin doing what she was born to do, oh, my God, there's nothing like it. Woo-hoo! We also heard from Rodney Kelly on the keyboard and company. We have to make mention that Rodney and his wife just welcomed my Leah into the world the other day. So amazing. This young man has the world at his disposal. He's just at the beginning of his career. And if we hear more music like Mystic Breeze, oh, it's just scary, the possibilities. I love it. Wonderful. Yeah, anytime you want to give me that hard copy CD, Rodney, when it's finished. I know it's taken a little time. All good things do take time. That's cool. Let's delve into a little Spirogyra, shall we? Interesting that we heard Najee do a song that he named Shinjuku. Well, so did Spirogyra. This is back from 2011. All of the guys in the group were asked to contribute some magic, musical memories. And in actuality, Tom Schumann, the keyboardist for the group, and who has been with the band since he was 16, he was sitting in with the band when he was 16. A couple of decades later, there he is still. He thought about Japan and how much it meant to him. So this is his song from A Foreign Affair, Spirogyra Shinjuku, on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. Wonderful to be able to play that voice. You know what? Beej and I were talking about this the other day on Facebook and had to play the video of it last because it was the two-year, anniversary sounds too positive, the two-year designation of the day that Etta James left us on the 20th of January, 2012. So, you know, without mentioning any names, because some of the folks that have tackled that song have been high profile, and one of those names never gets a mention on my Facebook page because I'm really not a fan. But when it comes to that song, it's just Etta James's song, you know? I know there are situations where people go to wedding receptions and parties and folks have a couple of glasses of wine and they say, hey, oh, please sing that song by James. That's so damn good. But you know that that song belongs to Etta James. Here's something I just found out, and I play it not only because of the 20th and the fact that we lost her 2 years ago, but the honoring of her birthday is coming up on the 25th. Born in 1938. Man, what a life. Woo! Can you imagine being a fly on the wall of some of those little get-togethers featuring Etta James? Woo-hoo! When she was 16, she was going steady with B.B. King. And he wrote a song, Sweet 16, that people pretty much surmised was about Etta. Man. Multiple award-winning, multi-genre appealing vocalist unlike any other, Jamesetta Hawkins, We do remember you. Mm. And we heard Spyra Gyra, Shinjuku from A Foreign Affair, and that was from the inspiration of keyboardist Tom Schumann. Yeah. At the Berks Jazz Festival on the 30th of March, if you're keeping track on these things, and I know that you are. By the way, we played a little while ago, and this was one of those additions as of this morning. I want to make mention that we played the great violinist, young Chelsea Green, who we cannot say enough about. We heard a track, let's see, from her Still Green EP, and that was Pizzicato, the remix. She incorporates all these elements. You talk about some hybrid chickette here. I love her so much. She just played out the other day in Baltimore, along with David P. Stevens and Jared, three of our favorite people. Chelsea is going to be at Andy Music. Boy, has that venue been bounced around a lot today. Andy is where Tom Reyes and friends, along with Leo Kigup, will be in concert for the benefit of the Philippine Storm Relief Effort via Catholic Relief Services on Thursday. Jeff Antoniak is going to do his Miles Davis tribute show on Friday. And then in April, Chelsea Green will be there. So you go to Chelsea with an S-E-Y at the end, green.com, and to find out more information. Look, I wasn't going to do this, but he's in the chat room today, and we're so enamored of the voice of Todd Guggins. We are. And Swinging in Tongues, the threesome that he is part of, that I thought would be a cool idea. Since we played the Prince song earlier, something up-tempo, I thought we'd play one of the jewels of the Swinging in Tongues CD. It's called I Can Let Go Now. Oh, feast your ears. You just have moved along from Etta James to Todd Guggins and Company here on Hybrid Jazz.
It was so right. Was so wrong, almost at the same time. The pain and ache I can't take. No one really knows when the memories claim. Keep you in place. Do you no longer care? And you can let go now. It's wrong for me to cling to you. Somehow I just need it. Thank you.
Isn't that a nice way to wrap things up? I can let go now. Apparently, Griselda in the chat room is not letting go. She needs either a towel or she needs air. Or both. Usher? Can somebody get an usher to the chat room? Thanks a lot. All right. Raul? You. That would be great. Now, let us go over where you can find that wonderful vocal. Todd Googens is singing the song, and no, as we previously mentioned, what you have just heard, you have your own visual, and I'll bet you the visual is an older African-American man who's got a big belly. It's not. It's a young white man who apparently slayed some ladies over the weekend at Bethesda Blues and Jazz. I don't know what went on. I hope to God that wife Carla Chisholm was there to clean up afterwards, because it's what I saw on video. I saw a whole lot of stuff happening that I can maybe talk about, but maybe it should just be left unsaid. I'm just kidding. He really took folks out because it was a Motown review over the weekend, and there's going to be more of that happening for Todd. Who is with Swinging in Tongues? TongueJazz.com has more information. Now listen, first of all, thank you Tom Reyes for doing a lovely thing on Facebook and thanking me along with Doc Manning. Doc Manning has a wonderful show on WEAA, and he likes to pinpoint folks who are doing something special in the area of what Tom is doing along with his friends on Thursday, helping Philippine recovery efforts. Yay, Tom. Secondly, no show on Thursday here at Hybrid Jazz. The old Radio Ranch is going to be locked down for the day. And we'll have, to make up for it, two shows next week featuring four guests. Count them. Shawn Michael Ray, bassist extraordinaire, who has toured with Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And then Micah Chevalier, Anita King, and Geneva Renee. They're doing a special Valentine's Day show in the D.C. area. We'll be talking all about it. Happy birthday to this man right here, Daoud Saeed, who I think turns 45 tomorrow. Whoops! Yep, special birthday day for Daoud. Everybody, please, if you're in the area of Baltimore, D.C., getting hit with the snow, please be very careful, because I'm looking out the window now. It's not going to end until midnight. Drive carefully. If you don't have to drive, don't do that. And I'll see you next Tuesday on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thanks to so many people in the chat room. It was lovely today. Love you all. And we'll see you soon. God bless you.